Yeah, and whoever doesn't celebrate it, well, happy Sunday, I guess. I don't know what else to tell you. This is episode 5. We literally just have 5 episodes for this. How, Jesus Christ, we started a long ass time ago, and we just have 5 episodes. I blame Bloomy, and I blame myself for not being on time all the time. Miss Avery London is the only one that's always available.
I say we
Appreciate.
blame Abel too.
We blame Abel, but you know, he's trying to get his
Facts. Do that. Do that.
No, let's just blame Abel for the whole thing and call it a day.
Nah, nigga, you need to take part of your blame. Hell out of nah.
I'll take some, but I want to say the bulk of this is Abel's fault.
The bulk of it. Oh,
The bulk
okay.
of it. Just put it on Abel. It's all right. He's probably asleep already. He doesn't know. It's okay.
Oh, let me tell you, last night we were supposed to watch some movies together, and well then, it just you hear that in the background right away, and we were all looking around like, did he just fall asleep?
Yep.
And I was like, nah, it can't be. It's 9:30, man. It can't be that early. No, it's too early. Oh, damn, he's
It's never
actually.
too early. Like, what do y'all not understand about that?
Oh my, no, it's just lucky. We understand it happens,
It
right?
happens at the drop of a dime, okay?
I
Two
know, but
point
it was
2.3
so
seconds.
fucking early. Holy shit, it was so fucking early. But I
It's just getting
digress.
old. Like, that's what
Bruh.
happens. You gotta
Hey,
sleep.
hey,
Oh, damn.
hey.
I didn't say that.
Hey.
Don't worry. We said that last night. Not
Yes.
K4, but me and someone else.
I'm not gonna let y'all young niggas try to play nobody, okay?
I
You
mean,
still
Jay.
got titty milk on your breath, Brandon. Chill out.
So he's sucking the titty. I got you.
Sucked your left tip.
Okay. Something is really wrong with y'all.
It's Easter. What
Brandon
do we
got a
look
new
for?
job. He different now.
He got money
He's
now.
out here. This titties a suck for him. The world's changed.
But
I support this lifestyle, Brandon. You keep going, but go on.
God damn it, I do.
It's Easter, man. We can't be doing this today.
Yeah,
Gotta wait till tomorrow. Wait
I
till
do this
midnight.
every day.
Isn't tomorrow like Earth Day or some shit like that?
I don't know.
I think Earth Day passed, didn't it? Because Little Dicky dropped his Earth Day song.
Oh, well, let me see the calendar. Nah, I think Earth Day is tomorrow.
Let's see. Earth Day. Yes, yeah, tomorrow.
It's
Oh,
tomorrow,
wow.
yeah.
His Earth Day song came out early then. My fault. Go on.
To get some. By the way, I saw that video. That video was
Kaboomy as
weird as
normal,
fuck.
not knowing shit.
The song? I knew Little Dicky dropped the song.
Also, Kablumi, what the fuck, man? I called you at 12 o'clock today. Like, what's up?
Oh, I was
What's
in a spot with no signal. My fault on that.
No signal, but if the call still went through. What do you mean no signal?
Like, no signal. I couldn't answer anything.
Bloomy, where did you go? Like, I saw
Yeah.
you on the train. Like, you put on Snapchat. Like, you're on the
Yeah,
train,
I can
right?
see you on Instagram too. Like, what's up?
I was all over. I've been like, I was in New York at all this weekend. Like, I was in Jersey for a bit. I moved around. I went deeper into Jersey, went to a sushi buffet,
Oh, you went deep.
and then today, this morning, I was my first thing coming back.
So, what's her name again?
None of your goddamn business, but what
Oh.
are y'all going on?
Yeah,
I
all
thought
right,
she was
so.
with family. What are you talking about?
Yeah, you told us you were with family.
None, wait, with family?
Yeah.
No,
Yes, that's
earlier
what you
today I'm with
said.
family.
Well, they're about to be family, so I guess that
Wow.
counts, you know.
Earlier today with family? No, not. Who said I was out all weekend? Like, that's why I haven't been around. You called at like 8 a.m., didn't you? Or, I don't know when you called, actually.
Oh wait, I thought there was no signal, so you couldn't answer. How do you know what time I call?
Because I see the missed call.
Hmm.
What? This isn't a. Like, this is. You know what? I don't even.
Bloomy,
I
where
guess
are
let's
you where
go.
there's like no signal at all?
Yeah.
Niggas, let's go on with topics, please.
Right, this nigga is not
Adam.
Carmen San Diego. Moving the fuck on.
All right, so first topic of the day is Bloomy, why didn't you answer my goddamn phone calls?
Skip this topic. Continue.
But as soon as Brandon calls you can answer. I
Brandon
wonder.
called me?
I don't know. I'm just fucking around. That bullshit.
If Brandon called me and I answered, it wasn't me, nigga. You need to call whoever that was back. They lied to you.
No, the first thing that we gotta at least mention is today we gotta, you know, have our thoughts and prayers for Sri Lanka. I think that's how you say it. That's how you
Yes,
pronounce
Sri
it.
Lanka.
Sri Lanka. Yeah, there was bombings on Easter Day which we don't wish that on anybody. No type of, you know.
That's horrible.
That is horrible. On that day that we're supposed to come together and celebrate and, you know, just have fun, I guess, and somebody has in their mind to, you know, do harm to other people. So our thoughts and prayers to the people out there, you know, it's this, there's literally nothing we can do but that at the moment. So just our thoughts and prayers for the families that got affected to that. We keep them in our minds and stuff like that. So just that in the first thing, just get I mentioned at least, since we can't do more than that. Any thoughts, you guys, or any words?
No, that's just horrible.
I'm just confused at where the world is going at this point, where people just think it's like open season, especially on like churches. Like, I don't.
Yeah,
I just don't understand.
Wasn't earlier? I want to say it was I want to say it was Friday, maybe in New York. Like, some man went to one of the churches in Manhattan with like, I want to say he had like 2 full bottles of lighter fluid, matches, and
yeah, that was after essence. The what is it? What's
right
the
after
of?
The Notre Dame burned?
Yeah, the Notre Dame burned down.
To make what?
He was gonna burn down the church.
Yeah, he was gonna burn down the church too. I think
he was like, Notre Dame burned, and now this place deserves it too. Like, I still don't know the logic. Don't know why, but like, no, those people are crazy.
Yeah, there's people.
Apparently, he was super religious too. So I don't. I think he said he knows what the priests do to children or something. So like, bro, it was just
okay. So make a legitimate case and get that man locked up. What that got to do with burning down the whole church?
He came from a super religious family. The family was like, "Oh, we never expected this to happen. We always prayed," and you know, the usual.
Maybe one of the priests did something to him, because I feel like for you to burn down the whole church, that's a little bit deeper. Like, you are protesting everything that it stands for, not just the fact that, you know what they're doing. Like, you detest everything that they stand for, to where you want to burn down the whole church. Like, I feel like something happened to you.
Yeah, but that's pretty much it. Yeah, Notre Dame. What is it? Notre Dame? Is that how you say it?
Notre Dame.
Notre Dame. Yeah. That was because if I remember correctly, they were saying that because of the reconstruction of some parts, that's where the fire started. Right? There was no.
Yeah, that one was an arson.
That was not.
They were. They were, because, you know, they constantly have teams working on the outside to make sure it doesn't break down. Mm-hmm. And the teams working on the outside fucked up some of the electricianing in, I want to say, one of the peaks. And that just, it caused the fire, and it just, I mean, let's be honest, that building's old as hell. So even if they're revamping the outside, most of it is, like, kindling. So it just went up.
True. And it has some history. It survived, what, 2 world wars? Like,
yeah, world wars and bombings.
Yeah, so like, that's an old building from the construction starting in the 14th century, I think it is, right?
Okay, I don't know that much, bro.
Yeah.
I think I read that.
I don't either. I was like,
I'm pretty sure it got seized when France was attacked by, I want to say, Germany, and then taken over for a short bit, but I could not tell you dates and anything. Like,
could we be trying to know some history? Okay.
That's the base of it. That's so
he,
like.
He went to school, man. Come on.
That's like saying there's clouds in the sky. That's like generic info. Like, I got nothing, bro.
Are there clouds in the sky?
Yeah, you never
sometimes.
Know. It's the like, government, you know. Like,
sometimes.
What the fuck?
Ew, stop. Goofy head ass. That was weird.
Sorry, I've been doing this a lot lately. Go on.
But yeah, a lot of burning has happened in this past 2 weeks. What else? I want to ask y'all, what are your thoughts? What the hell's going to happen this Saturday? Because Avengers Endgame is coming out.
Ooh.
And we have, how many films do we have in the back? Like, before Endgame, we have like 11 movies overall, I think, or 11.
I mean, not season one, but phase one, I think that they call it. I don't know, whatever this phase is of the Marvel plan.
Mm-hmm. This is the end. This is the end of of space.
This is the end.
He sounded super dramatic, didn't he?
Yeah, that this is the end of the face, alright?
No, you're 100% right. Like, the directors of the Avengers series said this is it for them.
Yeah, and it's it's 11 series, like around 21 movies, 21 or 22 movies, and this movie is supposed to be 3 hours long. What the fuck is going to happen?
I keep forgetting about that.
Really?
Yes, that is going to be that long. Like, I really keep forgetting.
You think people would mind?
I'm like, I got to prepare for that. Like, I got to make sure my bladder is full on empty. Like, I want to have snacks, but it's like the way I'm set up, I'm going to have to, like, leave midway to go pee. Like, I might have to just, like, just be dry the whole movie. Just so I could focus. Like, so no snacks, no drink, no nothing.
You're gonna die from dehydration.
You're trying not to miss a single second, right, Avery?
That's not at all, because I feel like as soon as you miss something, you ask somebody, what happened when I left? And then niggas don't explain it like how you want them to explain it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then it's like, I'd have just been better off sitting in my own piss, like just making sure that I see it all. Because you're not telling me what I need to know at this point.
All right, now, this question is redundant, but are you guys going to see Endgame? If so, when?
Yeah, not when it first come out, though. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, not day one, because niggas be crazy, but, like, day three or four, or maybe a week after? Yeah,
probably.
Yeah, because I'm watching it Saturday, 2 days after it comes out. And I'm going in the morning, like 8 a.m. in the morning.
Ew, Reese's Pieces are gross, Z-Man.
Reese's Pieces. Really?
Reese's? I don't like Reese's.
I don't like Reese's?
You don't like Reese's?
Nope.
Reese's. Wait, is it the peanut butter? I feel like
I don't like it, none of it together. Like, I don't know.
For me, it's the peanut butter.
I hate the peanut butter one.
I like peanut butter. I just don't like them together.
But yeah, so you are watching it, what, a week later then, Bloomy?
Yeah, I'm probably going to watch it like a week later, or maybe if I can catch it on the $5 Tuesday, I might go for that.
I don't think you're gonna see that $5 Tuesday at all.
I'm gonna try.
This movie,
I want to try too.
I got a chance.
I feel like, you know how movies come out and they're in the movie theater for what, 3 weeks or so, at tops. This movie's gonna be a whole month in there, bro. Like 3, 4, or 5 weeks in that motherfucker. Like, ain't nothing. Like, I feel that movie's gonna be full price the whole time. No $5. Tuesday or anything. I feel this is one of the movies that.
But that's not dependent on, like, the movie. That's the theater. Like, yeah, no matter if the movie just came out or not, nigga, it's $5 Tuesdays. We seen this movie for $5.
Like, $5.
Exactly.
I mean,
that don't got shit to do with the movie.
Because they got, you know, fucking you buying snacks there. Like, nigga, they got you upset.
Exactly. For a 3 hour movie, you best believe.
Yeah, exactly.
These dumb niggas gonna be buying snacks. Let me get a hot pretzel. Let me get a large popcorn. A slushy. Y'all got any milk duds? Like, of course.
They ain't gonna be lined up. Man. They brought a fucking mirror so you can see your.
And then that shit's gonna be like $50.
Yeah, we a large popcorn and a fucking, what was it? A large popcorn. I think you get like a little thing of M&Ms and a medium soda.
That's $20.
Did I drag Marin into? Yeah, it was $20. That shit was insane.
that's.
I stepped out, looked at it, went back and finished watching Shazam. I was like, I can just finish dry. It's all right. Like,
Z-Man said, he bought his ticket 3 weeks ago.
God damn, Frenzy.
He already spent $36 on the ticket.
How the hell you spent
$36? What do you do?
You buy multiple tickets?
Yeah.
Is someone like giving you a lap dance? Meanwhile,
he's
like, what's happening?
To see a movie 5 times, though. So.
Yeah, true. And because I spent $10 on my ticket, it is IMAX. So.
Oh, he said it's $36 for 2 tickets.
That's still a lot.
Whoa.
That's 16 for each ticket, right?
Yeah.
Where is Frenzy? Frenzy, where does Frenzy live?
Or it's 18.
I don't know.
Yeah, 18.
Because he's like, that sounds like some New York prices.
He lives in the South, right? I think.
I don't know. See, man, what the hell?
It might be one of them nice theaters, like with the big comfy couches.
Recliner seats.
Yeah, it's like recliner seats in Georgia. Recliner. See, of course.
Yeah, because he's going to
the nice theater.
Like, there's no bullet holes in his walls.
What? Okay.
But I mean, if you're going to be sitting for 3 hours, I would want to be in a comfy ass seat too. Like, I'm not.
IMAX.
No, you're 100% right. Like,
exactly.
Yeah. Like, chances are, Brandon, I'm gonna go back to that theater that we found because that shit was.
Do that shit up. You're gonna be there for 3 hours. Hell yeah.
Leather and fine as fuck. Like, bro, I'm gonna go back to that.
Get comfortable, niggas.
Yeah, because I'm saying, what does AMC as a movie theaters scale at? Like, good, bad, so so, or.
They are like, they just like regular. Yes. Well, it depends on like which one you go to, because there are some who are like regular, and there are some that are like IMAX that have like the nice comfy seats.
Yeah, there's some, like Avery said, there's some of the, and there's also some that are just flat out ass.
Yeah, so
it's just like AMC has all the ranges, pretty much.
Yeah, because I'm going to this one. It's like $10, and it's basically a gentrified, you know. Place.
All right, then you got a good chance then, man.
And I bought it. I was trying to buy it on the afternoon and shit, and every goddamn seat was filled. Everything. Ooh. Besides, you know, the front ass seats, the one that will fucking burn your eyes.
The one where you have to look up?
Yeah, and crack your
eyes. I have no problem sitting that close.
Bro, I can't. I'm
the
sorry.
Looking up, especially with the glasses, that don't mess with you, Avery?
No, if it's some recliner seats, I'm pushing my shit all the way back.
Okay, maybe with the recliner.
And I'm chilling, nigga. Like, I'm good.
Yeah, but I'm getting that. So that's why I got it until fucking Saturday.
I'm trying to see if they got it in 4D, because that's when I'm about to live my best life.
Is that when there's like a little fan that's throwing hot air at you and shit like that?
Mm-hmm.
God, that one. I don't even know where I'd find that.
I'm about to Google that shit right now.
I'll check that.
Because I know they have it on 3D IMAX. Or IMAX 3D, whatever, however you want to.
Yeah, don't nobody want to watch no movie in 3D.
I can't watch it in 3D, man. That shit actually hurts my
mind. No, the 3D, it gives me a headache after a while. I'm just going to go for the fucking, yeah.
Yeah, so I just went for IMAX. Because I feel like, okay, IMAX is a big-ass fucking screen. I'm not going to miss a goddamn thing if something happens. Like, for real. But any things that you guys think is gonna happen with that movie? Like, the first question is, who the fuck is gonna die?
Like, for real. I've seen a lot of speculation about some stuff. Like, one, that the script is so like secret, or I guess when they were filming it, the only one who read it all the way through was like Robert Downey Jr. Like, really? All type of crazy stuff. Yeah, and then, like,
That's so odd, but go on.
Black Panther. I forgot his name.
Chad.
But y'all know
Chad
who I'm...
Boseman?
Yeah.
Boseman?
Boswick? Something.
Yeah.
You know, but y'all know.
Uh-huh.
He was on a red carpet somewhere, and they were, like, interviewing him, trying to get, you know, some Easter eggs,
like,
I guess.
Dead?
Exactly. Like, all that nigga just kept saying was, I'm dead. Yeah, I don't know. He's like, I'm dead. Like, and he was saying it so nonchalantly where I feel like he's going to come back, because there's no reason, like, we know you're dead, but he was going dumb hard. Like, no, I'm dead. I don't have shit to say. Like, I'm dead. What
actually,
is it?
They released,
like,
I'm going, my fault. Didn't mean to cut
you. Oh, yeah. You're good.
Oh, yeah. But no, they released, I wasn't sure if it was legit, but I'm thinking it is now. They released like a letter, and it was from the producers. What, I can't remember their name, or directors, whatever. And it's apparently just saying how, you know, since this is the last part of this phase four, or phase three. No, this is phase three. Whatever. Since it's the last part, like, we're keeping all leaks and spoilers down to a zero. And, like, you know, just basically they sent it to everyone in the team just saying, don't put anything out there. So, like, there's some jokes and stuff out there, but, like, they're not dropping any
of them.
Bitch. What? What?
They got it in 4D. Ooh, it's lit. this ticket about to be $21, but ask me if I give a fuck. Nope.
So, question, Avery, since you watched Captain Marvel, does that got you hyped for Endgame?
A little bit, because of the way it ended. Like, they had found Fury's, like, pager thing or whatever. Hmm. I mean, you ain't see it yet, so spoiler alert. They found his pager thing, and they were trying to figure out how to use it. And then I think it was, what's that girl name? Black Widow? What they call her?
Black Widow? Scarlett Johansson?
Yeah. she turned around and Captain Marvel was like standing right there and she's like, where's Fury? And it's like, oh bitch, like how did you get up in here? Like, oh my god, like who are you? They was just so shook and I was like, oh, they better start right from that scene, okay? Right from right there.
You want to see if they actually square up or some shit? Like,
I want this
right scene because I'm like, I would have been like, bitch, who are you? Like, what? Like, first of all, how did you get in here? How do you know what this place is? Bitch, who are you?
Second of all, Fury is my man. Like,
no, that's what we not doing.
Nope. But Fury, you think it, because Fury was, I don't know, I haven't seen the movie. They were like friends in the end or not? With
yeah, they was cool, but he disappeared. But before he disappeared, he had sent her a message because in the movie, again, spoiler alert, you ain't see it. That's not my problem. Mm-hmm. she like, he had like a pager and she like updated it and put her little alien shit on it or whatever, and she basically told him, you know, like, if you ever need me, you know, boom boom boom, but it's like only in case of like extreme emergency, because like why else would you need me? Like, you're not gonna hit me up on this if you want to say hey, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so before he disappeared, he sent her the message. I feel like it kind of took her quite a while to get back to him though, because I'm like, how long has it been since he sent this message? Like, the timing of it is really fucking me up. But
I'm pretty sure they will explain that.
Fury dead, girl. Yeah. He disappeared. That I don't know what dead means. He just disappeared.
My man is dust right now. He's being
he up. Disappeared.
He even say mother. But yeah.
Oh, a couple of months. Okay, thank you.
Yeah. So it's gonna be. It's gonna be, and the thing is, another thing.
Just like a bitch, take a month to get back to niggas.
Damn.
Sorry.
Damn. But I want to say that what is it, Spider-Man? They don't let him fucking read anything because he spoils everything. Like, he doesn't know what the fuck he's doing.
Yeah,
like,
Tom Holland and
yeah, because really he real quick at the lips.
Oh, the Hulk. He just be saying shit. Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah,
both of them are a little bit not tight lip or whatsoever. Not
a little bit. They were super bad with it.
Mm-hmm.
So they dropped spoilers for every other one so far.
Right, like didn't that nigga post a picture of like the what is it, the poster or something one time?
I think it was the suit.
Yeah, some shit and just ruined it. Like,
like he posted the. Eye you're not supposed suit, to do that. And then that's that one. Everyone was like, "Oh shit." That's gonna be in it, like,
right? Yeah. Got the whole world in a fucking frenzy. Like, you're not supposed to do that.
And end of the story is everybody's fucking hyped for this movie. Like, oh, yeah. Like the whole fucking world is hyped for this movie.
I was hyped, but now I'm dumb hyped. Now that I know that it's in 4D, let me tell y'all something. It don't matter how many times y'all see this movie. 4, 5, 6 times. Me going to see it once is gonna be way litter. Than all of your times combined. Y'all don't know. I cannot express to y'all how lit 4D is. Like, I can't express it in words. If you've never seen a movie in 4D, you're not living life right. Period. Period.
We're not living our best life.
You're not living your life right. You don't know what life is. You've never had the ultimate movie experience. You're not living your life right.
Damn.
So do they put glasses on you in 4D or is it just
no? It's just real shit around you happening. Somebody get their throat slit, boom, what on your face? Ah, and then you think it's blood.
Okay then. Really? Somebody's getting on the mood. All right.
Oh my god.
That's about to say. What happens in 4D when
4D? I don't really like 4D. Fuck, you talking about?
What if there's an adult movie on 4D like? Somebody's
nobody is paying for 4D like porn. Get out of here.
Hey, I don't know. Somebody queefs on the fucking he like the he movie was. And it, a little
K4 sounds a little bit too interested in that.
Sounds so hype right now. Stop it.
Also, what do you guys think about the theory that Ant-Man is gonna kill Thanos by shrinking in and going into his asshole and then expanding inside Thanos' asshole?
Who came up with that? You?
The internet. Not me. The internet.
Because we know how much you love ass. Because I don't know.
Okay, we all know
why anybody would think that's a good idea.
Well, okay,
first out of all places, why would you go through his butt? You could go through his nose, his ear, his mouth. Why are you going through his ass?
Don't ask me. Ask the internet. That is literally. They even asked the what's his name? Paul Rudd? Is that his
Paul
name?
Rudd, yeah.
Yeah. They even asked him about it. He was like, "No, I never listened to your theory before," and they just laughed it off in an interview that when they asked him about if he knew about that. Thanos, actor, I keep forgetting his name. What's the name of the actor, Abumi? You probably know already.
Thanos is
the problem is, Damn when it. Thor had the chance to kill him, he went for his arm instead of his head.
Now, he went for the chest, not for the arm.
Whatever.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
He went for the wrong part.
He did go for the wrong part, 100%. Yeah. But Thanos is the same one that did Deadpool 2, right?
Yes.
Josh this theory has Brolin? Been dubbed Thanos.
Josh Brolin, I think that's it.
Oh my god, I didn't know about that. That's gross. The Thanos.
Oh my god.
That I didn't know about. But they reposted. You remember when he was going to be the Deadpool 2 villain? He posted a video of him like looking like he was working out, but he's basically just taking a shit. They reposted it that video. Yeah, they reposted that video like me training for Ant-Man on Endgame. That's basically what the internet did. It was a crazy thing, but
Internet is a dark place.
The internet can be everything you want it to be. But another thing, Netflix. Who's getting rid of it? Who's gonna keep it? Disney's coming out with a Netflix of their own. There's a lot of goddamn Netflix-like services. What do y'all think?
Right now, I got Hulu and Netflix. I got rid of Prime. I wasn't really fucking with it too much. I want to see what this new service has to offer, but it's like, I need them to be realistic. Like, if I'm paying for a service, I'm like, have good shit on there. Like, I used to be excited about Netflix, and now I'm just like, y'all ain't really got no good shit, though. And then they dropped the Beyonce shit, and it's like, great. It's like, great, you have one thing. Y'all still ain't got shit, though. Like,
before they had the Marvel series, so that at least kept me going, but now those are gone, so I don't know.
See, exactly.
Yeah.
And they got rid of shit that I liked, which was dumb.
I think Netflix is going up again. Yeah, so I think I'm going to drop Netflix.
Yeah. Wait, you mean the price is going up again too, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, fuck out of here. They about to get deleted.
I was thinking about that DC one, but since it's a yearly one, I kind of don't want that commitment.
Yeah. Okay. So how many streaming services are out here? We got Hulu, we got Netflix, we got the DC one, Disney coming out with their own, Apple's coming out with their own, right?
Yeah, Apple's getting something.
What else is
you got?
There,
Amazon like? Prime.
Amazon Prime. Holy shit.
There's something called Crackle.
What?
Crackle TV.
Okay, Crackle.
Or something like that. Yeah,
Crackle. It's a free one. Well, they have free stuff on there, and then they have some paid stuff, but the free stuff is like.
So we're coming. Yes. We coming.
Free stuff is crazy throwback.
So we coming full circle of having basically cable TV because all of these streamers are. Yeah. They're gonna end up in the bundle one day. I don't know. This is Vudu. What the fuck is Vudu?
Oh, B U D U.
Oh,
it's another one.
Oh my.
What's the anime one?
Crunchyroll.
Crunchyroll. Yeah.
Oh my. Yeah. This.
Did he just say tuna roll? What he said?
Crunchyroll. It's an actual. It's been around for a long time. Yeah. Been around since I was in high school and shit like that. It's been forever now.
Yeah, it's
Oh, y'all remember LimeWire? I'm sorry, random. That was so random.
No, that wasn't random. I meant LimeWire.
But that was my shit. So now you gotta pick and choose. Like, what the fuck?
Twin cousin Frostwire.
Oh
my
god!
Go back.
Now remember, HBO has their own fucking services, right?
HBO Go. But they partner with a lot of people, so I don't really count them as their own. Like, I think HBO Go.
Yeah, because I was about to say, like, each channel, like, they have their own, like, app where you can stream what just comes on their channel, but I don't count that as a streaming service. Like, TBS has one, and The Discovery Channel has one.
Because I feel like HBO...
I'm hella loud. Sorry.
Damn. Because I feel like HBO shit is just basically Game of Thrones. And what else is there? Oh, is it Barry or something like that? Or Harry? I keep forgetting. It's like that. They're Dexter. They have two shows that a lot of people are talking about. And it has to like the biggest pool for them. That's a lot of... yeah, that's a lot of things. So, Bloomie, you. Netflix, keeping it. Loosen it.
You.
Getting it. What the fuck? You. What do you want?
No. There's nothing there. Like, there's random ass... Like, the only thing on Netflix I see that's... There's random K-pop stuff. There's some Kung Fu movies, which... Like, I'm not even gonna lie to you. I fucks with Kung Fu movies. That's just been the case for... Since I was a kid. But, like... Well, like, no, this Netflix is probably gonna go. Like, the next season of what, Riverdale is gonna come out. I'm gonna catch up, and Riverdale. When that is out and done,
who are you?
I'm gonna. Everyone swears by that show. Everyone's like, oh yeah, it's really good. It's like
Archie hard. Comics. That's what he is. Just let him finish.
When that ends, yeah, that's it. So Netflix is probably gonna hit June, and then after June, it's done. Maybe I'll go to Hulu or something. They got Gumball on Hulu. I fucks with Gumball.
Hulu comes free if you have Spotify Premium. You get a free Hulu.
Do you get the ad free Hulu though?
I don't know. I got it, but I don't use Hulu. There's nothing in there that interests us.
And how free is free? Like,
well, $7.99.
Just a basic free package, well, that's or the like basic. You get live TV.
Oh no, you don't get live TV. I can tell you that off of that.
Yeah, but it's a
live TV is like $60.
Oh nigga, I know. I have it right now.
Damn, you got
YouTube have their own thing.
Yeah, I used to have YouTube TV, and then they increased their price to $50 after this month, so I canceled it.
YouTube Red
raised their price to
$50? No, YouTube TV.
YouTube TV.
YouTube TV is not part of YouTube Red?
No, they're separate.
Okay. Wait, hold on. It's $50 a month?
Yes, they increased it.
You pay for...
I'm not. I canceled.
Brendan, just adopt me as your child for a little bit.
I canceled it.
Pay these bills right quick.
To 50, I canceled it.
I will be your child. Like, you can't claim me on your taxes or nothing, but like, I'll clean up. Bothered, you know.
Brendan, this is your chance.
I'm not a father. I can't claim any taxes. Never.
You can have Abel as your son-in-law, Brandon.
Oh, I'm not the father.
You can have Abel as your son-in-law.
But he looks just like you.
Yeah, he looks just like.
So stop.
You get Showtime.
He's offended
with a Spotify Premium.
Are you offended because you have hair and he doesn't?
Wow.
Am I offended?
Because you said I am not the father.
No, I just can't claim you. I'm not the father.
I have a whole job. I can't. Then I'm going to go to jail.
She has a job and she's over 20. Like, you can't claim someone on taxes over 20.
Are you serious? Think... You can't?
No, you can't. No, that's what they count as adults.
You can't.
If you're in college, you can.
But if they're still in school, technically.
Yeah, because that's what my mom did. Once I graduated, she couldn't. So
if they're staying in school, they can't use your health insurance if they're past 24 is I think the 26. Age now.
26.
If they moved
yeah.
it to 26, it used to be 24.
Yeah, it's 26 now.
Nice. It's not bad.
26. I know from experience. I haven't had health insurance for the last 2 years.
Oh, I'm sorry. My name is Damn. How about the issue on taxes when Obama shit happened?
I had to pay a fine. It was almost like $800.
Yeah, they charge you a fine for every month you missed it.
Damn.
Yeah, and it all adds up to $800.
Jesus.
Damn.
Okay, that's almost a grand. If I don't have money to pay for health insurance, what makes you think I can pay you a grand, sir? I don't get that math. I don't understand.
Niggas dodge taxes. Like, you can't win.
Exactly. Like, I understand it now. I get it.
Also, next topic for Kablumi. Question, a personal question. Number one, who was the name chick? Number two, why are you thinking of going bald?
What was the first question?
What is the chick's name?
Okay, so the second question, why am I thinking of going bald? know. I'm just tired of my hair. High key, I'm
Wait, what, bald? Wait, that's a real thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, no, I posted. I was thinking about it. Like, I was.
I don't know if you have a bald person head.
Yeah.
That's the thing. That's what I'm afraid of. I'm afraid I'm going to go bald and I'm going to look like a potato sack.
Because if you have those, like, the fat nigga neck, like, with the hot pockets, that's going to be a no, my guy. Yeah, that's no, going like, to be a no.
I'm not even, that's not even a joke. That's 100% legit, like. I feel the back of my head and I don't feel it, but I've seen niggas with it. Like,
do you think you're gonna have the brain waves on your fucking cranium and shit? Like, you can tell where the fucking.
It's like their brain is constantly thinking, just. Like, no, I don't want that. That's.
Don't be that nigga.
So, are you gonna try to grow a beard to counteract, you know, you going
bald? Oh, yeah, no. Like, if I. The only reason I still have the hair on my head.
Trying to Rick Ross it?
I, like, ain't nothing wrong with the Rick Ross in it. I might go for that.
Have you tried to grow
ain't nothing wrong with it, but not everybody can pull it off.
You're right. That's why I was like, I'm thinking. Like, the beard grows except this one patch on my face that doesn't want to grow.
Okay, so that's a no. So that's not an option.
I mean, it grows that's slowly, not an so option. I'm thinking about it.
You better wait.
You can't be out here bald-headed with a patchy beard. No.
Yeah,
it's
you
not
can't
even
do that.
A patchy one. That's the worst part. It's literally just
if
one.
If you
spot.
Ever plan on getting vagina, ever getting, like, don't.
Hey, and don't that and that goes around like to my that. First question. What's her name?
There ain't no What's name.
A, don't walk around the streets like that.
Gotcha. I ain't saying you lying. I'm trying. A nigga trying. It's just fucking.
Wait. So why are you trying to go bald anyway? Is your hair thinning?
Yeah, from when I was sick and stress and everything, it's thinning a little bit.
I didn't even
so
notice.
I'm just tired of it.
Like, I legit didn't even notice.
What? Oh, I think I might have had a hat when you saw me, didn't I?
I don't know.
Also, like, we're about the same hat size, so you're not gonna look down and to the top of my head.
Well, you but, said like, I it's taller. There.
I know.
Yeah, you did get. Probably got taller. You're gonna see a Twitter. I'm watching him call it. That nigga's growing so fast. But go on.
At 22.
That's why I cut my hair off.
Oh, was it thinning for you too? I thought you just wanted to try some new shit.
No.
Goddamn.
When you sick, it feels like your whole body is just dying. Just like, fuck it.
It's not even going to feel like it. It is, fuck it. Everything just looks to die. Like,
it's just like, fuck it. It's like, oh, you once had luxurious hair, but you sick now, so fuck it.
Like, I hear you still bitch. Not be able to stop growing. Now it's just like, yeah, nigga, I'm good.
All right, so the real thing is, what if you shave, go bald, you decide it's not for you, but your hair
he
don't
look
come
like
back.
A fucking preemie.
But
he's
no,
like,
no.
Ew.
But the question is, what if your hair don't grow back anymore? Because that happens to some people. They go bald to try it, and that hair never come back. Like, all right, fam, you want me out of here? I'm out of here.
That's you just gonna have to be bald. There's ain't nothing
yeah,
gonna
I'm just gonna have to embrace the bald life. Take my vitamins, grow up my beard if I can, or I'm gonna have to do just the clean Ricky, just bald face.
You're gonna look
bald
like
man.
A you're gonna look like a preemie baby. You're gonna look so gross.
Oh yeah, no, I don't wanna do that.
With no hair anywhere. Choice. You're gonna look you're gonna look I don't even know, like a sperm in a condom. It's just gonna look weird.
Yeah, it's bad.
You gotta have hair somewhere.
I remember shaving before when I still had like a little afro puff going and I shaved. And truancy tried to pick me up out of college. That was not fucking fun. You know how
that happened to one of my friends. That is hilarious.
It's the worst fucking because I'm like, all right, I leave the office. I'm like, I'm gonna go get some lunch. Like, this is one of my off days from college, like from fucking university, whatever the fuck. And then they just pull up next to me, just whoop whoop. Why aren't you in school? Like,
yo, my nigga, that shit happened to Kendra. That is jokes.
She
yeah, because she
business.
Looks exactly. She looks like a child, like dimples, short as hell. Hell yeah! They pulled up on her, got out the car, and everything was dead trying to stop her. Cause we normally take a shortcut to like come to my house, and we walk through like a school, like a basketball yard court, and they thought like she was ditching, like she came out the school and just was trying to dip, and they pulled up on her like. Excuse me, where are you going? And she was hella confused. I was like, girl.
No, I feel that because I was confused. I looked around when it was like, well, why aren't you school? I looked around. I was like,
Right, who are you talking to?
Like, I was like, damn, a kid's about to get it now. Where is he?
Like, they're looking at your dumb ass.
I gotta look back and make eye contact. Look away. Look, make eye contact again. Me? Nigga, I'm in college. They just pulled off.
Nigga, that's how you get a check. I would have ran, had them chase me, right? Rough me up a little bit, and then be like, what the fuck are y'all doing? And then they'd be like, oh, I'm sorry. Be like, no, what's your badge number? I'm fucking suing. That's how you get a little check. Like,
Avery, I'm a 6-foot black man. They might just put me down.
They tase your ass down, and they're like, go back to school, mother.
Shit, I'm lucky if they tase my ass.
Well, they're not going to do that to a female. Exactly. I'm going to get this check.
You could get away with that. You might be able to get this check.
I'm going to get this check.
So me
all of a sudden I go down and they find cocaine on me, so just happen a fact, but my fault, go on.
But me being a painter, I work in a lot of places, one of them being high schools. One of those days, I decided to, you know, fresh haircut. I was like, all right, let me shave then. Because usually, I got my beard going. But I was
like, you're like 4'9".
Yes. They took his class. And I shaved then. And I was just outside looking at the job site. And it was cold, so I had my hoodie on. So they couldn't see the work shirt, you know, because they gave us some shirts that have the name of the company.
They basically pulled up and was like, hey, son, where is your mother?
You're kidding.
Why aren't you in class?
No. They pulled up like, where is your mother? Hello, sir.
Oh, you didn't speak English. ¿Dónde está? Sir. I'm like, no, I work here. I'm actually working. I'm actually going to paint the outside of this side of the school. Like, no, don't labor.
Child labor laws.
Don't stop too much. I say no, sir. Like, and I had to pull my hoodie up and show them my shirt with my the name of my company.
And then they thought, this child has stolen someone's goddamn clothes and trying to sneak out the school.
Bro, I feel like they thought that, but they didn't say it. They just said, oh, I'm sorry. We thought you were, you know, someone trying to ditch. You know how it happens. High school kids say they want to ditch.
You got an apology?
I got an apology, yes.
I didn't get that nigga just pulled off on me.
Well, he just say, nah, fuck this motherfucker.
He didn't give me shit. He was always at the bottom of the totem pole.
Bro, do you see how big you are too? They say like, I ain't want no problems and shit. Yeah. They say, fuck this. They just ran off. They didn't want none of your problems. Like, alright, this motherfucker
ran off on Blooming twice.
Damn.
Fuck you.
Came back, check on him again. You sure? Yeah. Yeah.
All right,
you go and bald one of these days. I want to see the picture when that happens.
I don't. I would appreciate if you keep that to yourself.
I was going to ask you, Avery, how did it go with the transition with Abel? Did he one day just decide, fuck it?
Oh, that's what you're asking, of when Abel's got his haircut or when Avery got her
hair? No,
this
one's
not really bad, but I don't, like, remember. Like, I've just... Well, first of all, let me not say that, because when he had hair, he was...
Were you about to say he's always cute, been bald?
Like, he had it curled up and everything, like, trying to look like he's Spanish or whatever.
Oh.
But it's been a while. Like, I've just gotten used to him not having hair. Like, when his hair starts to grow out, like, I'd be telling him, like, ew, like, shave that off. You look better without it.
Oh, so there was... Because I'm guessing that you met him when he had hair. And I thought it was a transition, like, oh, did he want to say,
Was, but I don't remember, like.
So, in other words.
What is this, 2019? It's been 14 years now. I don't fucking remember.
Yeah, so we're going to look in the future and to this day and like, oh, yeah, we don't remember when Bloomy had hair. He always looked like a milk dud, you know. You can't grow a beard.
Well,
so.
That's true. He's always looked like a milk dud. Look at his face.
Oh, my God. I'm a fine-ass milk dud. Thank you very much.
Okay, someone really thinks very highly of themselves.
That's self-esteem for your ass.
If you can't think highly of yourself, who can you think highly of?
Who says that? I'm a fine-ass smoke dud. Like, no one has ever said that.
That's the confidence you're supposed to have. That's life confidence.
Hey, man. It's
but I wouldn't co-sign myself as being a milk dud. Like, what?
Like, Brandon used to say he was a fine-ass chicken nugget.
All right, but chicken nuggets hit. I don't eat Milk Duds.
Wait, wasn't it a burnt chicken nugget? What was it? It was something ridiculous.
I don't recall.
Now you do.
I thought he looked like a big toe, but that's just me.
That wasn't me.
Dang. All I know is that there's a female pedophile over there that was looking for me, because I look like a little kid. All right, that's it for today's show. Thank you for everybody.
What? No, you gotta explain now.
Backtrack. What happened?
Nothing happened. So thank you everybody for coming through.
Explain. No,
he liked that shit. That's why he's moving on, because he liked that shit.
Damn.
Thank you everybody for coming through today.
He was willing to get dressed up in a diaper and everything.
It was episode.
He was willing to get dressed up and be put in a crib and everything.
Hey, if you take care of my shit, I don't give a fuck what you kink is. I'll do it.
See?
I'm telling you. Take care of me, bro. I can be there. I'll be the housewife or husband. I don't give a fuck.
Okay, being the housewife or husband, whatever. You gonna be the house baby? That's fine.
I'll be the house baby. Shit. Fuck it.
But like, what if their kink is some neck shit? Like, what if their kink is they come to the room with a strap on?
Yeah, what's... Oh, wait. How much money are we talking about?
Wait! Oh,
they take care of your shit.
But nah, that's just taking care of my shit, so no.
So, okay, you were like, so long as they take care of your shit, you'll do anything. So yeah. They're paying your bills, they got you in the house, they're keeping the food on the table.
Uh-huh.
Like, you're full-on house husband mode. You ain't got no kids to take care of right now, so you're just at the house.
That ain't chain. A house husband. That's a kept husband, okay?
You're full-on kept husband. You're basically a trophy husband right now. You're just at the house looking pretty.
Exactly.
Okay. There's a maid coming and cleaning the house up. Mm-hmm. All that good stuff. But when, like, certain nights come on the weekends, they tell you to get in bed, and they whip out the strap-on.
All right, so first of all, this levels to this shit. That's the basic husband trophy. So this is like the Netflix. That's just the basic Netflix. If you want premium Netflix, you gotta pay a little bit more, fam.
So you're saying that there is a price that will allow you to take dick?
Yes. There's always a price.
He said yes.
What? Alright,
so thank you everybody for coming through today.
Nah. What's this price, sir?
Y'all niggas walling.
We not gonna smooth over that. You said yes, clear as day. Y'all all heard that, correct? Y'all all heard that.
Nigga, how could I not?
I need to know what's this price. What's the number? K4s. What's the price?
Wow.
Yo, why did it sound like this nigga woke up?
Yeah.
What's the price?
Happy Easter, niggas.
That's what I need to know. What's the price? What's the price?
At least 10 bitcoins.
10 million?
Yeah, 10 bitcoins. Bitcoins.
10 bitcoins? What the fuck does that mean?
$1. So $52,000.
$52,000. Bro, after tax,
$52,000.
But
after tax, you can even buy the ice to like cool down your cheeks.
I really don't know how bitcoins were. I thought it was more than that. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Wait. Kablumi, do you have a price?
Nah, nigga, my price, there is none, nigga.
Yeah, you have a price.
We're do scrapping. You have one, Brandon?
I am not putting nothing in my cheeks.
Brandon, do you have one?
Nope.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, okay.
I said no 3 years ago. I'm still saying that.
Wait, somebody offered you 3 years ago? Wait.
This was a conversation between Big Fry me. And like Big Fry came in with Scythex, and they said for $10 million, they would do it.
Oh, hey, I thought, I ain't gonna lie to you, Brandon. I thought the Bitcoin was still, wait. How what was
I would
the
take
highest?
Dick for $10 million. Not a problem.
Yeah.
Not a fucking problem at all. Not a problem.
Like, yeah, because I thought Bitcoin was a little bit more than that. I thought it was a million.
A little bit more? That's all I would have taken?
No, no. Like, I thought it was a million for Bitcoin. Wasn't that like...
No, it was never a million.
Then what the fuck was a Bitcoin then? No, I thought it was that.
It was never a million. So basically, all somebody got to do is throw 60 grand on the table and you spreading cheeks.
Nah, I thought it was 10 million too, because I remember that amount of money.
Sure.
Wait, so you need 10 million up front?
No, after, you know, being the trophy husband. I'm do all the basic shit for a trophy husband. Then
but
if you
want
extra.
Want 10 million for yourself. Yes. Like that yes. 10 million yes. is your money.
Yes.
Along with being a kept husband.
Yes.
Really? That's it? 10 million?
Yeah. I'm okay with it.
And there's like no like fine print, like, oh, don't tell nobody, no, none of that. Like, you just give me my 10 million and you could do whatever.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Money's Ooh. Money.
I learned something new today.
Exactly.
Yeah, Kiko's a whore.
I didn't learn anything. I feel like Actually, you all knew that. I feel like we all knew that at some point.
Exactly. Yeah, so are you guys surprised? Like,
K4 has very low standards.
Yeah, 10 million.
According to Dax.
He has 10 million. Dax, you do it for a piece of cake. I ain't going, man.
Ooh,
what?
Not that sounded a piece like a fat joke. God damn.
No, because he's a chef.
Uh-huh.
No? Okay.
For a piece of cake? Oh.
Shit, yeah. Tres leches. Let's go. Actually,
I don't really know what to say.
I really don't like tres leches. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I ain't doing nothing like that ever. He said.
This is too
I
sweet.
I ain't doing nothing.
This is too damn sweet.
I ain't doing nothing.
So that's a two double. Yeah.
You are.
Yeah, that's a double negative. It means a positive. You're definitely doing something.
Listen. All right, then.
So that was episode 5 of the podcast about nothing. Thank you everybody for coming through. Thank you to my co-host, Miss Avery London. Thank you for coming through.
You're very welcome.
You want to tell the people where they can find you or not? You're still keeping that on the low low.
I'm keeping that on the low. I owe some people some money, so I'm not trying to be found right now.
IRS.
Thanks.
Shout out to the IRS.
Nigga, now that you say that, now you just gave them the go-ahead to go ahead and tap into this shit.
Brandon works for the world, so you know.
Like, we found it.
Exactly. Thanks. Yeah. Thanks, nigga. Like, what?
All right, so thank you to my other co-host that probably will be the only one next week since everybody's going to go on the low again. Hey, Bloomy, thank you for coming through today. Finally.
Oh, shit.
We know Bloomy ain't gonna be here. Fuck out of here.
I'm not gonna be here either, probably.
Exactly. Oh, look at this dummy.
Wait, what happened?
And I knew that before he even said it.
Next week is AwesomeCon. I'm not gonna. I'll be either on a train ride back to New York around this time, or I'll be.
Oh yeah, Avery, you doing going to AwesomeCon too, right?
Yeah.
Okay, then next week. But I'm
gonna. I mean, I'm gonna be home because I live here. He don't.
Yeah. Unless if I'm like in my it'll be 4 p.m.
We can do it Monday if you guys want to.
Did you get your train ticket again?
Yeah, no, my shit's locked.
Good.
Everything's locked. The only thing that, even the hotel room, the only thing I haven't paid for the hotel is yet. That's it.
Yeah. But we can do the podcast Monday if you guys want to do a Monday.
Avery's got a job and shit, so she can't do it.
Exactly. I don't get home till 7 o'clock, and I don't want to talk to y'all niggas. So.
Love you too, nigga.
So... Nah, that kind of makes sense. I ain't gonna lie to you. That kind of makes
no,
sense.
No, no, no. I didn't.
Like, anyway. I need some me time before I go to bed. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. So. Also, thank you, Brandon, for being here. Just all this wildness.
So next Sunday it is.
Next Sunday.
Yeah, next Sunday.
Next Sunday it is. Brandon, thank you for coming through. 3 years ago, they offered you 10 mil, and you didn't say yes. That was confirmed. Appreciate it.
I love how you're trying to rewrite history.
Nah, it just happened. You can go back and listen to it. So thank you, everybody, for coming through. Appreciate it. Have a good night. I think it's a 6. And I want to say... Yeah, good night or whatever. See you guys next time. Peace.
Bye.